Earlier this hour, we were talking about the Rangers' new hitting coach, Brett Boone. The Rangers had to do something because they have been in a really, really bad way at the plate, and a lot of people think it's psychological. So joining us now in studio is the official sports psychologist of our show. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, and he has authored or co-authored more than 5,700 books.
Good morning.
It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Good morning. How are my favorite musers? I love this radio program so much that I just love going on.
Careful.
You okay?
So black. Oh, yes. Yes.
Coffee.
Love my morning coffee. I always have to wake up with my morning coffee.
Jolt of caffeine.
Yes. As you guys may know, because I think you guys follow a little bit of speech news.
What?
Something about sports news. Yeah, we follow it.
Brett Boone, of course, is the new Rangers hitting coach.
Yes.
And first impressions, handsome man.
Handsome man, very handsome man.
Which is so important to me.
It's so important. Impurtant?
The word is impurtant.
Impurtant.
Drew, help me out here. I can't even understand this guy right here.
I don't know what to tell you, doctor.
But yes, he's very handsome, which is very important because it gives him a commanding, demanding presence. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're working with young men, you really want a commanding presence. So these players will be quick to say, yes, daddy, I'll do whatever you say. Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy. I've been a bad boy with the bat, daddy. But yes, let's take a little bit about the psychology of hitting because I live the psychology of hitting. I've written many books about the psychology of hitting, and you know what they say is the hardest thing to do in sports.
Yeah, hit the fastball?
No, take Shedeur Sanders within the first four rounds. But second on the list is hitting a round ball with a round bat. Very, very difficult. No cap. Dead ass. I'm being dead ass here. Yes. Hitting balls is hard. The first time I went to the batting cage with my buddy in high school, it wasn't 20 minutes later I had balls bouncing off my chin.
Oh, my God.
I just couldn't see
it. Got too close to the plate, I
couldn't
guess.
See it. They were coming so fast. I mean, coming so fast.
Yeah, we got
Surprised
it.
Surprised me.
Okay, Dr. Maxwell.
I get more used to it. Anyway, I've worked with so many men over the years after I became a sports psychologist. So many powerful, muscular men with huge, big torpedo bats eventually.
Yeah, that's the new thing, those torpedo bats.
And, you know, these guys, they want to know what to do with those bats. So I have a lot of ideas what they could do with their wood.
I bet you do.
So the Rangers, I really think, should take a look at me. I'll get these guys out on the practice field. I want them to take their wood to my balls.
Okay, I don't think they need another voice. I think Booney will be fine.
It's Booney, is it? Oh, I would love to work closely with Booney. With these, he could be the hitting coach. I should be the offensive coordinator. This new mysterious position in baseball. I'm not opposed to trying new positions, so I would love to give this a shot. So I am hereby announcing that I am applying to become the Rangers' new offensive coordinator.
The what?
Yeah, you just don't seem to have too much baseball experience, though.
George, I have plenty of baseball experience.
Yeah, George.
I have treated, in my private practice, over 4,000 Major League Baseball players.
4,000?
4,000.
Wow.
Because they know that I know so much about sports psychology.
That's right, George. He does know Chili Davis
and
from way back.
I have written so many books about sports.
Okay.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I brought some for you guys here today. Yes. Here, this one, I think you'll like this one. Are you guys, anybody here ever heard of baseball?
Yes.
This one is titled F, I Can't Hit a Fastball by Adolis Garcia.
Wow, that's... quite an admission there.
With a forward by Chili Davis.
Unbelievable.
Yes. This one's good. Anybody like a memoir? Anybody like memoir as a category? Mm-hmm. This is called I Really Don't Care Anymore, I've Got a Few Rings by Bruce Bochy.
Oh, gosh. He wouldn't write something like that.
How about this one? This is called Man, I Suck at the Plate by Jock Peterson.
Wow, they're really forthcoming in these books.
Tell-alls.
Well, you know, when you have them in your practice, they'll tell you anything.
Right.
Yeah. And then you just violate the client-patient confidentiality and ready to be committed. How about some other sports? I also, you know, talk to players in other sports.
Here.
Yes. This one's called The Worst Draft to Hit My Family Since the Vietnam War by Shadur Sanders.
That book is already out.
Yes. Also, I Slid Farther Than That Girl Who Fell Into Vesuvius by Shadur Sanders.
Wow.
It's like odd comparison.
He's put two books out.
Forward by Tony Romo, oddly enough, there. But
he's slid,
how about
I guess.
This one? Do we have anybody who's a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
What?
The Cowboys.
Anybody who's a fan of the Dallas Cowboys?
Sure.
This is called 50 Shades of Pay, The Great Gate Agent Payoff by Jerry Jones.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's one also by a Jones family member, Why I'll Never Sleep with Jerry Again by Gene Jay.
Oh,
it's anonymous.
Okay.
Wow.
And the two are related, I think.
And a follow-up, and that's why I had to seek out Gate Agent by Jerry Jones.
Oh, three books are related.
Yes, it's a trilogy. Or a triology, as Jerry calls it.
Yeah, triology.
And then this one, I don't know if you guys are into local radio broadcasters.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. But this is called The Fear of Full Release on Stage, Playing with Randy Rogers by George Dunham.
Okay.
A pre-memoir.
Wow.
I have not written that yet.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Maxwell.
Dr. Carlton Maxwell.